Well, well, look who's hiding out in the library. Didn't think I'd find you here, did you? So, let's talk about what you did, huh? Oh, you don't want to talk about it? I bet you don't. You know I'm not going to let that thing go, right? It was just so out of character for you. It kind of intrigued me. It's not something I've ever seen a shy boy do, especially a dork like you. You thought you could just sneak in here, bury yourself in a book, and avoid everyone, huh? Like I wouldn't notice you disappearing every lunch? You're practically invisible. So, tell me, what triggered it, huh? What made you do it? What's the matter? Are you ashamed? Is that why you're avoiding me? More than usual? Listen, I'm not angry or anything, but I need to know this. That whole situation keeps replaying in my head over and over again. And also that thing you said about... All right, I'll give you a break. For now. But I'm not leaving. And you will answer me sooner or later. No, no, no. Where do you think you're going? Stay. You want to get past me? Give me your lunch money first. What, am I not speaking English? Did you think something would change? Quickly, come on. Come on, boy. Give it. Give it. No, man. You're not free to go. I don't know. Because I don't feel like it. I'm bored. Not like you're gonna do anything about it. You don't give me answers. I don't give you answers. It's a simple world we live in, bud. You're really something, you know that? Just standing there, trying to act all quiet and innocent. It's almost funny. You don't have to look so nervous, though. It's not like I'm gonna eat you alive or anything. I just find it fascinating how someone like you can suddenly grow a backbone and make things interesting. I wonder what's going on in that head of yours, huh? You think you can just avoid me until I forget about it? Newsflash, I don't forget things easily, especially not things that catch my attention. I wonder what's going on in that head of yours, huh? Thought no one would notice? Or maybe you wanted someone to notice. Maybe you wanted me to notice. Come on. You can admit it. I won't tell anyone. Or maybe I will. Depends on how good of an answer you give me. See, this is the thing about people like you. You're so used to staying hidden, fading into the background. But when you do something out of the ordinary, even just once, it stands out. And I can't ignore it. Does it make you feel uncomfortable, knowing that you have my full attention right now? You probably thought it was bad before, but you will see. I'll watch you all the time now. Everything you do, I will know. It's really cute, by the way, the way you try to act all unaffected, like you're too cool to care, but I can see it. I can see how your hands are shaking a little, how your eyes are darting around like you're trying to escape but can't figure out how. You're probably wondering what I'll do with all the new information. You can keep playing it cool, but we both know that it's only a matter of time before I figure you out. I'm just having fun with this, to be honest. Watching you squirm, watching you try to play it safe. I want to hear you talk. I want you to admit something. I don't know. Tell me something. Anything. I know you've got something on your mind. A little confession, maybe? Or are you going to keep pretending like everything's fine? Like you're not absolutely dying to get out of this situation? You see, I don't care. I can waste my whole day in here until we get to the bottom of things. I'm the popular girl. I'll get a pass anyway. You, on the other hand. Imagine what the teachers would say. Oh, come on, dude. Entertain me somehow. I don't know, man. Say you love me or something. Say I'm pretty. Say you've always had a crush on me. You know, the usual. I'm sorry, what? Of course you do. Every boy does. Listen, I am the hot girl around here. You're not fooling anyone who can compete with me. No one. Even my friends don't stand a chance. When I want some guy, I just tell them. I wonder why nobody ever says no. Huh, dork? You've got any smart answer to that? What do you mean that's how guys work? No, no, no. They wouldn't say yes if I was just okay looking. Stop it. Yeah, right. Like you know what you're talking about. How many friends do you got anyway, dork? I bet I could have you if I wanted to. It would be so easy. Super easy. Stop it. It would be the easiest thing I've ever done. You would probably pass out, too. Of course you would. Are you really trying to act like it's not the greatest thing that would ever happen to you? Like you don't dream about me? After all, wasn't what you did to impress me? Didn't you do it for that reason? What's the matter? Cat caught your tongue? I mean, here we are, alone in the library, and you're just staring at me like you don't know what to say. Come on, Mr. Shy Guy. Where's that confidence you showed not too long ago? Look, you may beat me at math, geography, I don't know, science, but not this, all right? This is my domain. Besides, all those times you've watched me from across the cafeteria, thinking no one could see. Yeah, I saw you. You're not exactly subtle about it, you know. The way your face gets a little red when I walk by, how you stare just a little too long. I don't blame you. Like I said, who wouldn't be looking at me? I'm just that girl. Simple as that. Everybody wants me. I'm used to it. Even boys I bully, like you. You just can't resist. Don't give me that look again. You and I both know I'm right. You've never had a girlfriend, have you? I bet you're wondering what it's like to be with someone like me. Don't even try to deny it. I've seen it 100 times. We've all seen this in the movies. The boys always fall for their female bullies. Well, I'm not really a bully, but it may seem that way. It's just typical. The way you're looking at me right now, it's like you're daring yourself to say something, but you can't. You're not alone on that, though. Most guys don't know what to do with me. They're usually intimidated by me. I always have to take the lead. Do the talking. What do you do in your free time, by the way? Not that I care, obviously, but I just want to see if I'm right about things. Oh, wait. Are you lying to me because you're embarrassed? I mean, you obviously just play video games all day, right? What do you mean, no? Stop. Listen, all the guys I know that are like you play video games. That's all they do. Like, am I supposed to believe that besides what you did earlier, there's even more to you than you let on? I bet you would never guess what I'm up to on the weekends, though. Okay, that doesn't count. Now that I think about it, I'm the cool girl. Of course I party all the time. Everybody invites me everywhere. Sometimes it's overwhelming even. But, you know, I can't complain. I enjoy the attention, unlike you. Or maybe you do love it too. I don't know. I'm gonna find out, though. Wait, you got something here. No, really, look. Nothing, you idiot. I made you look. Oh, yeah? I'm immature? And what, you're supposed to be, like, the mature one? You're just stiff and awkward. That's why you look so serious all the time. If you eased up a little, I bet you'd hang out with us. Me, the girls, the guys, everyone. What do you mean, no? You would. Like, if we accepted you, you would happy as... Okay, excuse me? What? My friends are not idiots, and I'm not an idiot either. No, you know who's the idiot for real? You are. You got all these grades, and you think you're so smart, but you're not. Because if you were so smart, this conversation would be going very differently now. Conversation. Shut up. I don't use that word all the time. Nobody does. Okay, maybe you do. On Reddit or something. People like me don't have time for meaningless chit-chat with random people on the internet. Yes, that's one of the reasons. And it's not a bad thing, okay? No, it's not. Partying is fun. Socializing is important, all right? I'm developing skills that I'm gonna need in the future, when I get a job. Yeah, maybe. I thought about that too. I would prefer to find some rich guy, obviously. I got the looks already, but see... Partying helps that too. I'm not delusional. You are. Ugh, why am I even wasting my time in here? You're just pissing me off. And I was going to... Wait. No. I think I get it now. You almost did it. But I see the strategy now. You just wanted to piss me off so that I leave you alone and don't ask you about the situation anymore. Ha! Pretty good, I must admit. Pretty good for a little dork like you. You know what? You just made it worse for yourself. You see? I was going to play the long game with you. I was considerate. I thought, okay, I'm going to have fun being mean to you some more for a couple days. Do the usual things. Flirt with you a little. Make you more comfortable with me. You know, I was really feeling generous because I know you've never had a girlfriend. And you're super shy around girls, especially me. But clearly, you're talking back to me now. You're trying to outsmart me. You're trying to annoy me. I thought you'd be a good boy and tell me everything, but you didn't. So guess what? I'm not going to be nice. I'm not going to play with you anymore. I'm just going to claim you, right here and right now. Because you see, I always get what I want. Which maybe you know that. And maybe you even wanted that all along. Maybe, deep down, you don't like it when I'm nice. You like it when I'm more of a... You know the word? I'm not even going to say it. I want to hear you say it. I'm being a what to you, boy? Wow, I thought you wouldn't. You're surprising me again and again. You have no idea what that does to me. Okay, listen up, dork. Here's how you can get your lunch money back today. If you listen to me and do everything I tell you for the next couple minutes, and if you go somewhere with me right now, you will get your money back, and I'll stop messing with you. Forever. Sounds good? No. I won't make you do anything silly. You know me. Me and silliness? Never. Not me. You don't exactly have a choice. It's either this or nothing. Deal? All right. Give me your hand. I know a place with a big bed around here. You'll see what for. Follow me. Here, sit. No, lay down, actually. And what does it look like I'm doing? I'm taking off my shirt. You can start taking off yours as well. You see, I'm thinking about using you for a little bit. I mean, it's not like I got myself wet. You did it. Least you can do is fix it now. You didn't do anything? That's cute. And what about earlier, remember? That thing you don't want to talk about? Listen, when you stood up to that guy, I felt something. Kind of like what you're feeling right now, clearly. No, don't hide it. Show it to me. Take it out. You heard what I said. Take it out. I want to see you stroke it for me. Do I need to do everything? Really? It's fine with me, actually. Come here. No, stay down. Don't you fucking move. Yeah, that's right. You like it when I'm aggressive, don't you? You like it when I'm dominating. Come on, put it in your hand. I want to see. Yeah, now do what you always do whenever you think about me. Shh, just do it. Stop playing defense. I already know everything. The show is over. Well, the other one. Not this one. We're only beginning. What do you want to see, huh? What will motivate you to jerk that cock for me? Should I take off my bra? Or maybe... I should show you my big, fat ass. Come on, little nerd. Show me what you got. You're wasting your opportunity right now. That's it. There you go. Be a good boy for me, and you might just get your lunch money back. I keep my promises. Yeah, you like that, don't you? Me playing with myself for you like that? Huh, dork? Come on, do it. Faster, faster, faster. Oh. Okay, stop. I want to fuck your brains out before you come. Is she gonna sit on me? Yes, I am. Don't move and don't pass out. There we go. Now you're all mine. Give me your wrists. Give me your tongue. Now, let me show you what happens when you get the popular chick horny. Oh, yeah? What? What? Say something, boy. What? What? It's tight, isn't it? That's right. Take it. Take it, dork. Fucking little nerd. Fucking little shy boy. I know you like it when I talk like that. Come on, give it to me. Don't hold back. Yeah, that's it. Fucking do it. Fill me up. You can't resist. You can't fucking resist. That's it. There you go, boy. All of it. I'm gonna get all of it. Good boy. Don't worry. I'm not done with you. I know you've got more for me in those balls. That was me thanking you for what you did. This one will be for what you've said.